The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC. The Last of the Pearl Fishers by Hannah Khalil.
I miss you just the way you are. I miss your pace.
Celeste?
It's not the thing that I would change.
Celeste, where's my green swimsuit?
Because you're amazing.
Celeste! Mum. Bruno Mars. Again.
I like him. His mother's Filipina, you know, like me.
Did you try the James Blunt I put on there for you?
It's a bit... What's the word, Mum? Stern? Serious?
I'll find some English music for you. It's my mission. Now, do you know where my cosy is?
It's in your bag. I packed it for you.
Oh, you didn't need to do that.
Of course. It's my job.
Oh, I like this one.
It's for you, Celeste.
Oh, but I didn't give anyone the number.
A secret admirer. Ben, what are you doing here?
I couldn't sleep. She's crying.
Of course she's crying. You weren't going in.
But I didn't know what to do. How could you sleep with that?
I'm awake now. What were you thinking? You'd scare her barging into her room in the middle of the night. It's not appropriate.
I didn't go in. I just thought about it.
How long for?
What?
How long did you think about it for?
I don't know. A minute. Not long.
Go back to bed. Go on. I'll see if she's okay.
Oh, it's you.
Look at you. Your beautiful face. All red and blotchy. Your hair.
I've been crying.
I know.
Did I disturb you? Sorry, huh?
You silly little thing. What is it? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, what? Tell me. Oh, love, come here. Come here. It's okay. I'm here. I'll help. I'll do anything I can.
Anything?
Of course. Oh, shh.
I want to see him. I want to see my boy again. I need to go back home.
Of course you do. I'll make sure you can. I promise. Shh. Come on.
How absolutely awful. Awful.
More tea, Siobhan.
She's devastated.
Oh, I can't imagine what I'd do if anything happened to Patrick. Even now.
And he's fully grown, not a baby.
Awful.
Six is not a baby. You said the child was six, Lillian?
Yes. Just ran into the road after a ball.
Oh. Her only child?
No, she has a girl too. They were twins.
Well then.
They're not interchangeable, Jennifer.
I never said they were.
Anyone would think you were the one without kids, not Lillian, for all the sympathy you've shown.
Oh, you know I'm not sentimental.
But it's so sad. Like a novel. How long will Celeste be gone for?
Gone?
The funeral.
I don't know when it is. It all happened so suddenly last night. I gave the poor thing a brandy and put her to bed. I could hear her sobbing into the early hours. Oh. Ended up going into her.
Her room?
God love her, it's desperate. At least she's got her faith.
I should probably book her flight home.
Book it? You're not... She is paying for her own flight, isn't she?
Well,
I don't want to interfere, Lillian, but you've only been here a year.
13 months.
And I'm an old veteran of the Gulf. Raised 3 children here.
Practically a camel.
And paying for this woman's flight home would be a mistake.
Why?
Well, there are lines. Rules, ways to do things. Allow her to go by all means. Even give her holiday pay if you must. But paying for the flight itself would be breaking a code.
Code?
Talk to Ben about it. He knows how it works. As I say, I haven't lived in this country for 18 years without learning a thing or two about dealing with house girls.
How many have you got through, Jenny? Was it 12 or 13?
ever get used to this heat. Humidity. It's like being slowly suffocated.
Don't mind Jenny. What she says about Celeste. You talk to Ben. Do what you both think is right.
I'd love the chance. He's always working. I just don't want to overstep any line. Celeste and I are friends. Well, as much as you can be with someone you pay.
I know what you mean.
Ben will want to know what Jennifer thinks. It's all John and Jenny this, John and Jenny that.
Well, John is his boss.
Everything's just so different since we came here. Oh, come on, I need to get out from this heat. The car's there.
How are you going to cope in the desert this weekend?
I don't want to go at all. Waddy bashing, it sounds like something students should do.
It'll be lovely, driving over the dunes, swimming in the water. Romantic.
Not with half of Ben's office coming too. Doesn't seem great timing, does it? Poor Celeste.
Oh, don't worry, I'll ask Mary to check in on her. It's just the weekend.
Well, that's kind of you.
We live across the hall, for goodness sake. What else are neighbours for? Now, have you everything you need for your trip?
I think so.
Oh, surely there must be something you want from them all. Don't make that face. We can't all be culture vultures and gallery curators like you.
Not anymore. Used to be.
Come on, shopping. It's the exercise here, the national sport. And look, if we time it right, we'll catch the rain.
Rain?
Didn't you know? It actually rains inside the mall now, at set times. Janitors come and sweep up the water. It's amazing!
What magic money can make.
Did I forget to put something in?
No, it was fine. I just like to pack my own bag.
I hope you have a nice time.
I'm dreading it.
I wanted to speak to you about when I could go to Manila. The funeral will be next week.
Good. You should go, of course. Go. For as long as you like.
I wanted to ask about the flight.
You need to book that yourself. Feel free to use the computer.
But...
the password's just the same. Right. I better head off. Wish me luck. I feel like I'm going to need it. I'll see you in a couple of days.
Home, sweet home. Come here.
Ben! Celeste!
She might be out.
Well, she can't be. Look, her keys are on the hook. We're back! What's got into you?
You were amazing this weekend. Like your old self. A laugh.
Shall I get you a drink to cool you down?
No, or we could warm you up.
Good idea. I'll put the kettle on.
Let the girl do it. It's her job.
I'm perfectly capable of making a cup of tea. Celeste, want a cuppa?
She's been doing nothing all weekend.
Maybe she's asleep.
Lily, leave her alone.
I can't make a cup of tea and not offer. Celeste, would you like a cup of... Ben.
What?
Come here. Come quick!
What? What is it? Well, there's nothing here.
I know.
Lillian, I expected us to be hanging from the curtain
rail.
She's
gone.
Church?
She goes on Saturdays.
Maybe she's in Arbella getting supplies then. Lily, what are you doing? They're her things. Stop.
She can't go out without keys, can she? Or shoes. They're all here.
What?
Well, she can't have gone barefooted.
How do you know all her shoes are there?
Because I bought them. And look, her purse. And the iPod I gave her. She's never without it. Oh, no.
No, Lily, look, calm down. She'll have just gone to the shop or...
Where is she? Ben? She was so upset that night. Where is she? Oh. Did you like the room? I decorated it. With my own hands. It's not a nursery.
you said, and then looked immediately sorry. Thoughtless to say that to me after everything we went through, trying. And then watching everyone else have kids as easy as popping to the shops. I couldn't stand it anymore. Crumbled. Agreed to come here, but swore I'd never have a maid. Then, everyone has one. And you made a persuasive argument. The way things are here, giving a job to a person who needs it, better with us than someone who'd be cruel, should have an easy life. And I was persuadable. Sick of an almost silent apartment listening to the AC. You always at work, busy. So, I really wanted it to be nice for her. Coming to live in someone else's house, so far away from her own family, her babies, for goodness sake. Economics, they're modern pearl fishers, you said. People have always come here to make money. Pearls, oil, money breeds money. And so it's normal to have people working for you. Everybody has housegirls here. Maids. Call it what it is. But I thought we were friends. Friends don't just leave. Disappear without a word. Oh, where are you, Celeste? What happened?
He barely slept.
I was worried. Going over things.
What's wrong?
The milk always tastes odd here. It's fake, not like home.
But it's okay. Yeah, at least I remembered how to make it.
It's a cup of tea, Ben. Can we please talk about Celeste?
I don't want you getting all worked up again.
I won't. I'm worried. She's a child.
She's 25.
24. Anything could have happened to her.
She might come back.
She's no shoes. No wallet. I can't even work out what she's wearing. All her clothes seem to be there. It's so strange.
I suppose we just have to report her missing, yeah? And then pay the sodding fine.
Fine?
Well, you know we're her guardians, legally. That's how it works here.
Like her parents?
No, her sponsors. So, if she's run off, she's broken the law. And so we've broken the law, and we get fined.
That's absurd.
When in Rome.
Dubai. What if she's done something stupid, Ben?
Like what?
Hurt herself.
Hey. We've been over this.
Why do we listen to those people? You should have heard Jennifer's reaction to the death of her child.
Love, we pay her well. She gets a day off. You buy her shoes, apparently. She would have had the money to go to the funeral if she wanted.
How much is a flight to the Philippines anyway?
Stop this. You were close. She'd have asked if she needed help.
I might have said something.
What? What have you done? Did you give her the money?
No.
Lily, we agreed we shouldn't give her the money for the flight.
I didn't. How could I without your permission? Here, you're in charge of every bloody thing.
What is it?
I promised her I'd help her, and I didn't. Celeste! Oh, it's you, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Sir told me Celeste is gone.
Well, what do you know about it?
Me, sir? Nothing. Mum asked me to come and see if you needed any help.
Oh, Siobhan's so thoughtful.
Well, we are fine. Thank you,
oh,
Mary.
Wait a minute. Let's talk to her. She might know something. Do you want to come in? The kettle's just boiled.
Mary has work to do.
This will only take a minute. You and Celeste are friends, aren't you? Maybe you could help us find her.
I don't know anything, Mum.
Did you notice anything unusual in her behaviour in the last while?
No, Mum. Just she was sad about Matthew.
Matthew?
Her son.
Oh, yes, obviously.
That's all? Please, if there's anything else, tell us. We are very worried about Celeste. We want to find her.
I can't tell more than that, Mum. It's all I know.
Was there anyone she might go and stay with here? Any other friends?
She was a private person, Mum. Didn't really tell me about anything. I've been praying for her.
We should let Mary get back to her work.
Thank you, Mary.
She was obviously uncomfortable there, Columbo.
Should you have given her a tip?
What? No. Why? She didn't tell us anything.
She came over.
They live across the hall. No. I'm sure that wouldn't have been appropriate. No. Well, better call the police, I suppose. Hand in her passport.
You have to give them her passport?
Of course.
I always thought it was strange we held it.
Well, it's clearly for the best. At least we know she's still in the country.
What good's that to us? She could be anywhere. She could be hurt. Or worse. I feel so guilty.
Look, don't. Don't get worked up again. We came here so you could avoid stress.
Did we?
I'll take a passport in on the way to work.
Do you have to go now?
Just for a few hours.
Well, what will they do if they find her alive?
Deport her, of course, and that'll be it. She won't be allowed back.
Ever?
If she's run, she's a criminal here.
Let's give it 48 hours, like in the UK, just in case she turns up.
It doesn't seem likely. She's obviously a bit, you know...
Perhaps. But perhaps it's a misunderstanding. No point in paying a fine needlessly and losing a perfectly good house girl.
True. All right. 48 hours.
Where is it? Oh, I can't believe Ben didn't think of it. Uh-huh. Mobile. What have you got to tell me? No SIM. What do you mean, no SIM? No SIM.
I gave you the spare room, Celeste. The spare room. Not the utility room or a cupboard like some people. And I decorated as I would have liked. Those curtains are from Liberty. Matching cushions. How could you do this to me? Leave me not knowing. It's so cruel.
Phone, missile, iPod, dried flowers, that's it. Is that all you had, Celeste? The photos.
You took the pictures of your babies with you. Does that mean you're alive? That you chose to leave everything except those pictures? Chose to go? Leave me? Yes. I think it does. The missile.
Can I help you?
I need to talk.
Come, sit down. I have 5 minutes before from our own correspondent on the World Service. Sit down. I never miss it. Joyce, please stop Lamb of Godding.
Oh, don't stop her on my account. It's beautiful.
Oh, no, not on a loop again and again. It's going to drive me over the edge. Basta. So?
Yes. I wanted to ask if you knew Celeste Matapang.
Oh, I have lots of lollipops. It's what I call my parishioners.
I think she used to help with the collection. I have a picture on my phone. Here, look.
Ah, yes. Nice child. Mm. Bright. Brilliant with numbers. Used to get her to count up for me.
Has she been to see you this week?
No. Why?
Well, I thought she might have talked to you. Her son died. I'd have thought she'd have come here for comfort.
Must have found comfort somewhere else.
Now she's missing.
You know, these girls have a hard life. They can be like slaves, beaten, worked like dogs.
I can assure you she had a perfectly nice life. I'm her...
Owner?
Guardian. Sponsor.
My English.
Oh, owner. How dare he? Oh, Celeste, how could he put me in this position? Where are you? Bit of Bruno Mars for inspiration.
Yes.
Paper. What's this? Shopping list? Love letter? Suicide note? Ransom demand? Wi-Fi code? Oasis Internet Cafe. Alhamden Road. Bingo.
What would you like, madam?
Oh, cappuccino, please. And also, can you tell me if you know this girl?
I'll send Marianne over.
Does she know her?
They're related.
Oh. Right.
Yes?
Hello, hi. I'm looking for,
Celeste. What's she done?
You're related?
I'm her husband's cousin.
Oh, I'm so sorry about what happened to him.
What happened to him?
He drowned.
Is that what she told you?
Isn't it the truth?
He's working as a chef in Manila.
Oh.
She always makes things up. I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Please, I need your help. I'm trying to find Celeste. She's disappeared.
Run away.
We don't know that.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Sit down. Tell me.
I can't.
Please. She might be in trouble.
I'm working.
First her boy dies, then she goes missing. Don't you care?
Listen, that girl can look after herself. She married my cousin. Everyone wanted her. Everyone chased her. She loved that, I can tell you. But she chose him. He was so happy. Idiot. Then she got pregnant.
With the twins?
Yes. But the dates were... they didn't seem quite right. So he asked questions, and she got angry, and then just decided to go. Planned it with her family, left the babies with her sister, and came here. First my cousin knew was when he went home for the weekend to visit them.
Really?
She sent money, though. Said that's why she did it, came here for the money. Wanted her children to have chances she didn't have. And like a donkey, my cousin believed her.
You didn't?
I think coming here was to avoid questions at home.
But she came to this cafe. She didn't avoid you.
Coincidence. When she first arrived, she came here to use the computer, saw me and got scared. But I gave her pre-latte and Wi-Fi code. I felt sorry for her.
After she treated your cousin like that?
She's a house girl, a maid. And she's smart, you know, mad. Then she would come and download music to her iPod, and I'd get her to help me on the till. But she stopped coming after Matthew. I presume she was praying. You know, they wouldn't let her go home for the funeral.
She said that?
Yes. The last time I saw her, she came here, she was very upset. I gave her a copy and told her to go anyway. Quit, demand her passport. These bloody people think they own us. That's why I work here. No money, but at least I can do what I like. I'm no maid.
You must have a sponsor.
Yes, but he's a nice Pakistani man who is married to a Filipina. He lets us come and go as we wish. Pays us nothing, but never mind. I'd rather be poor and free. As free as you can be when you are a Filipina in the Middle East. I told Celeste to leave those awful people and come and work here. But she said she needed the money.
Marianne, we're busy. It's not break time.
Work, work, work. It's what the world thinks we Filipinas are made for. But I'm no slave. Listen, if Celeste wanted you to know where she was, you'd know.
Marianne!
I said I'm coming!
Are you sure you don't want me to get a takeaway?
I like cooking, it's fine. I always cook before Celeste. What were you saying?
Celeste. She's got form. Ran away before. Seems likely she's done a bunk again.
Why? What makes my blood boil is that she would lie and then go without a word. She didn't worry about how I'd feel. I did everything I could to make her part of the family. So strange. Who was this person that was living in my house? I thought I knew her.
She had more of a life than we realised. Now, maybe you understand why they all locked them in.
Listen, I stand by that decision.
What if there was a fire? What then? She burns like the rest of our possessions?
But calm down. You're not in your hormones anymore. What's got into you?
I feel hurt. I did so much for her. I looked after her. Treated her like...
an equal?
You know what I mean. But she had something else going on she didn't tell me about. What else was there in her life? Who else did she see? It was just her, me and you.
Well, there's Amit.
The gardener?
He's the only other person.
Amit? The dried flowers in her room, I never... Bloody Amit!
Well, it's just a thought, love.
Was it him?
I suppose it's worth asking him.
Amit! Oh. Amit! Amit!
Good morning, ma'am.
Get down from there.
I'm just finishing the hedge. Neat and tidy, ma'am.
Get down now. Now!
Ma'am! Ma'am, I'll fall!
Goat! Where is she?
Who, ma'am?
Where is she? Celeste! Don't look at me like that. Did you do something to her? Did you rape her? She's 20 years your junior, you filthy bastard.
Oh, please, Mom, she is hurting.
Good. Tell me.
I don't know.
Liar. Did you hurt her? Did you? Tell me.
Please, Mom. Please don't just send me back there. I can't go back to the desert. To that holding room. Hundreds of men. On top of each other, Mom. They're worse than the prison. The smell, the heat. If you report me to the police, I'll be deported. But I have no money saved, so no one will pay my flight. And they'll put me back in that place. With all those other men, in vans every day to work on construction sites for no money. I'll die without anybody caring. This is what happens to us here. Please, Mom, don't send me back. I have family. I'll never survive. Kill me. Cut my throat now. I'd rather die than go back there. I am not an animal.
Amit, I'm sorry. I just... I need to know what happened to her. You must tell me everything.
You shook the ladder. You watched me fall. You put a blade to my neck.
I'm sorry.
I have done nothing wrong. Nothing!
But you were close. She used to bring you lunch.
She is the same age as my daughter. I haven't seen her for 10 years. And she reminded me. When she cried because her boy died, I comforted her.
Comforted?
Held her hand. Talked to her. That is all.
I'm sorry, Amit. Let's not talk of this again. I need to know what happened. How could she do this to me?
Isn't it horrible to think there were things going on in your house you didn't know about? I mean, she could have been stealing from you or wearing your clothes or anything.
I know. That is why there need to be rules, boundaries. We never let Lola eat with us. Her room is utilitarian. She gets several hours off for mass on a Saturday and the driver takes her there and brings her back, and that is all. Boundaries, like children.
We got on.
Give these people an inch and they'll take a mile. You have checked none of your jewellery is missing.
Oh, she's not like that.
This ghastly episode must have taught you something. Formality is everything.
Oh, you were born in the wrong age, Jenny. More Downton than Dubai.
No, I'm perfectly suited to my time and place. I understand the rules. Whatever you say, you do too, Siobhan. And now so do you, Lillian. So, you must report it to the police. Pay the fine and get another one.
Another one?
Come on, Jenny.
Sorry. I'm just cross that Lillian's been put through this with our first house girl. I don't want her to put her off the place. I was really hoping she'd stay a while. Set up a gallery like we talked about. We need a bit more culture in our set.
The British Museum is going to Abu Dhabi.
But we're in Dubai. Now, do you want to borrow Lola? Poor thing, you're going to have to wait 3 months until you get another one, you know. Another house girl, it's the law.
We managed before, I don't think I want to.
Lily, we can't have your cooking and cleaning, it's not on.
I've said Mary will help with anything she needs for now. What do you think happened to her, Jenny?
What happens to any of these girls? They vanish. Working for someone else illegally, no doubt. Let's hope she's dead.
Jennifer, how can you?
I'm being hyperbolic, I suppose, but wouldn't you rather that than have been betrayed by someone in your service? How dare she do this to you, Lillian? You who are so kind and thoughtful, you don't deserve it.
It's true, you don't.
Thank you.
I always felt there was something aloof about her. Ungrateful.
Now, you must hand that passport in and put all this behind you. Would you like me to come with you?
No. No, it's okay. You're right. I'll do it.
Good. Lola, where are those biscuits?
Hello, it's me. I've just this minute handed in her passport and reported it like I said I would. So the good news, because we have her passport, we don't get fined. The bad news is we lose a deposit we paid for a visa. 2,000 dirhams. But 300 odd quid out of pocket's not too bad, is it? If she'd have had her passport, would have lost that and been fined another 5,000 dirhams. A grand would be harder to stomach, I suppose. So, you were right. Just as well we kept it under lock and key. Now I'm going to forget all about it. And I've changed my mind about the drinks thing at the embassy tonight. I'll see you there at 7. Okay. Bye.
Are you okay?
Well, sir,
it's late.
I had to go to another do. I was too tired.
Let me help you with the key.
Did you like her?
Who?
Celeste.
She was my friend.
But was that just because of the situation, living in the same building, both house girls? Under different circumstances at home, would you have been friends?
Oh, I doubt it, ma'am. She didn't like me very much.
Why would you say that?
I'm quite a straight person, you know? Doesn't take much to make me happy.
But Celeste wasn't like that.
She always had a goal. And when she achieved it, she wasn't happy. She just started to want something else. Like she was born in London or something. Not a village 2 hours from Manila.
Can you spare me 5 minutes?
I
want to see if you like any of Celeste's things. Come on, come inside.
So many lovely clothes.
How did you know this was Celeste's room? I didn't realise you'd ever been inside our place before.
Oh, I? Just once.
Where was I?
I can't remember. May I have these shoes?
Anything you like.
Look at this jacket.
Put it on. It'll suit you.
Wow. It fits perfectly. Are you sure Celeste won't come back for it?
She can't come back now. We've handed over her passport. I did it today.
Then I hope they don't find her.
Why?
They'll question her before they deport her. And questioning here, I've heard they use more than words.
Why would they question her?
To find out who helped her. Get her to name people. I like this. I didn't know we were the same size.
It's yours. You were saying outside. She always wanted more. Like what?
She wanted to come here, make money, she did. She wanted a kind mom and sir, she got you.
Oh.
Look at this room. It's perfect.
Oh.
Like a magazine. The clothes. She told me you bought them. So kind. She
talked about going back to college and becoming an accountant.
She never mentioned that.
I think she wanted to get married first.
She was married.
Only to a Filipino man.
She wanted someone else. Was there someone else?
I don't know.
You can have the iPod if you like.
Really?
Here.
Thank you. I've always wanted one. I've only got a Discman. You are kind. I came here the night before she left.
When we were in the desert?
Yes. She texted me. Late. My mum and sir were asleep. And she was behaving strangely. I think she had something to drink. Alcohol. She told me that she was going away. That she had had enough of being a maid. I said, you don't even have children to look after. Mr. and Mrs. Summers are clean people, kind. Don't be stupid. But she said, what kind of a world was it where she couldn't even keep her own passport? Other people come and go as they please, she said. I tried to tell her she just needed to work hard, save money and pray, and in a few years she would go home and build a house and be with her husband. And she laughed in my face, called me stupid, said something really bad about God not existing, because of Matthew, I think. And then she cried. I'd never seen her cry before. It made her look normal, ugly. And then she asked me a favor. That was why she wanted to see me. Not to say goodbye. She wanted something. She always wanted something.
I'm getting a different picture of Celeste. What did she want?
She asked me to look after this until she came back. The SIM card. Don't be cross, ma'am. Here, you can have it.
The texts were positively blue. Sexually explicit. Oh. Disgusting.
Maybe she was inspired by 50 Shades.
Siobhan, this isn't a joke. And was there any indication who this man was?
No, nope, none.
Did you try and call the number?
Of course. He answered.
Mother of God. What did you say?
Not much. He hung up.
Oh.
So, that's that. Done now. You need to move on. Focus on finding investors for your gallery. Forget this whole thing. We need you here, and we'll appreciate your efforts much more than those spoiled Londoners. Now, I have a list of suggestions. A few dinners, cocktail receptions, and you'll be well on your way.
Thanks, Jenny. I really appreciate it.
No thanks required. You're one of us.
It is strange, though, to think we will never know what happened to her. Such a pretty girl.
Was she? I didn't notice.
What else?
The trolley is full of food. You could feed my village for a week. Your guests won't starve.
How much salad does Siobhan get when she's entertaining?
She always has caterers, ma'am. I think your gardener will be eating like a king for weeks with the leftovers.
Good. Keep up, Mary.
Ma'am, there's a woman over there following us.
Which one?
India Paya.
You'll have to be more specific.
The lady with her face covered and a gold-trimmed scarf. She's been watching us since we came in, moving when we move.
Odd. Shall I say something?
She's making me nervous, ma'am. Could she be from the police?
Do they have women police here?
I'm only supposed to work for my employer. I could get into trouble. You could get into trouble.
Don't be silly. This is all above board. Siobhan lent you to me. I mean, she knows you're here. Don't look so scared. Go up to the meat counter. I'll talk to her. Go on. Excuse me, I just need to reach the Earl Grey. Thank you. I want it back. Sorry?
It's mine. I want it.
Celeste? Is that you under all that black?
I need my passport.
What happened? Where are you staying? Are you safe?
You must return it.
Take that thing off. I want to see your face.
I can't. My husband doesn't like it.
Your husband is in Manila, alive and well. You lied.
Just give me my passport. He'll pay you the deposit and more. We want to get away from here. And until I get it back, I'm a prisoner in this country.
Well, I'm sorry, but we've given it to the authorities.
Why? Why would you do that?
What choice did we have? You leave without so much as a...
He loves me.
This person. Why didn't you tell me about him? Couldn't you trust me? Wasn't I kind? I've been beside myself. I thought we were friends.
Would a friend wait on you? Cook and clean for you? Would you take your friend's passport away? Take their freedom?
It's the rules here, you ungrateful girl. You could have had employers who beat you, treated you like an animal. I gave you liberty curtains.
But you didn't give me the chance to go to my baby's funeral.
You could have gone.
With what? I had no money. Everything to pay his debts in Manila. Prince. How could we ever be friends? We're not equals. You don't think I'm your equal.
How dare you? I was different. You'll learn.
Don't you see? It doesn't matter if you throw me in a cell or put me in a guest bedroom with ensuite. If you have my passport locked up, it's all the same.
And you want it back to give to this man?
Until I leave this country, I cannot be in control of my destiny.
Let them deport you, then you can go home.
I can't go back there. I thought here I would be able to lift myself out of the injustice of my birth. Several thousand miles too far east. Here, I thought I have a chance. But I was wrong. All my gifts, unappreciated. I don't want to die without anyone looking at me and seeing who I am, who I really am.
And you think this man will do that? Naive girl.
He'll take me to Europe. And once I'm
there... Well, you've misjudged things. I'm afraid you're stuck.
Yes, I misjudge things. You. Now I look closely, I see her just like the rest of them.
Celeste? Is that you? I'm so embarrassed I'm wearing your clothes, but Mum said I could have them. She says we have the same figure, that I look like you when I wear them. That made me happy. She's so kind. Everyone knows you are much prettier than me. Do you mind?
None of it was mine.
Oh. Was she cross?
Not with you, Mary. Don't worry.
You sure?
Don't look so concerned. You silly little thing.
I couldn't hear her voice properly. Her face was covered. Was it really her?
I think so. It sounded like her. I can't be sure. No. I don't know if it was her. I can't remember her anymore, really. Come on. Let's go back into the mall. I promised you a new blouse.
In The Last of the Pearl Fishers by Hannah Khalil, Lillian was played by Pippa Nixon, Celeste by Renee Montemayor, and Ben by Ian Conningham. Siobhan was played by Hannah Genesius, Jennifer, Elaine Claxton, Mary, Tina Chiang, Marianne, Liz Sutherland, and Amit by Paul Baisley. The director was Nandita Ghosh.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.